like after the excitement and the way that game was played on Saturday to open up the homestand, how can your club match the intensity of that one here tonight against a possible first-round playoff opponent?
Oh, that's how our game should look. I think if we play like that, you know, we have a chance. So that's the job now.
How encouraging is it to see Bufflin sort of getting closer?
Really encouraging. You know, we're not going to accomplish our goals without him. So we've sure missed him, and it's great to see him back out there with the boys. And, you know, he always brings such a positive energy to our room and anytime he's on the ice with us. So good sign.
What do you miss him most? I imagine there's some kind of intangibles too that you can't measure.
Where do we miss him most? Well, he's one of the best defensemen in the NHL. That's where we miss him the most.
Okay. But there's more to it than that, isn't there?
There might be, but that's where we miss him the most.
Okay. How about second most? Like other things. Talk to us about the things you miss him that he brings to the team.
He's one of the best defensemen in the NHL, so we miss him in that regard. And like I said before, you know, he's positive influence in our room, brings a lot of energy, brings a positive attitude every day, and, you know, seems to, you know, he's a good guy to, when somebody's having a bad day, you know, he can kind of get him going in the right direction and get him feeling good, whether it's, you know, chirping him in a positive or a negative way, he seems to get a smile out of everyone.
I know you spoke after the game about Kyle's game and just his production, but to be able to have that second line, if it's able to get rolling like that and maybe take some of even out some of the minutes a little bit more, what does it do for the group as a whole?
We've had since the trade deadline, we've tried to, you know, go four lines, and I think last game was the first time that it kind of clicked for everyone, and, you know, we had four lines all going hard, all going on, you know, in the same direction. And if we can play at that tempo with four lines, you know, it's a tough pace to keep up. So it's going to be a challenge for us to maintain that. But if we can find a way to do it, you know, that's going to give us the best chance to have success.